I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A ransomware attack has disrupted several trade industry and auction websites run by a Nebraska company. Sandhills Global, which is based in Lincoln, told its customers its operations were disrupted by a ransomware attack and it's had to shut down several systems temporarily to protect data. GM is ending its lawsuit against Ford over the use of a single word, cruise. The battle started in July when GM sued Ford for copyright infringement, saying Ford's name for its hands-free driving system, Blue Cruise, too closely resembled GM's self-driving car unit Cruise and GM Super Cruise, its hands-free driving system that it launched in 2017. Last night, GM told the Detroit Free Press the lawsuit had been resolved amicably but declined to release any final terms. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower. The Dow Industrials down 368 at 33,958. The NASDAQ is down 307. The S&P 500 is down 59. That's Your Money Now.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsors making strides against breast cancer Pensacola Lock.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm so excited to introduce you to Angela Lane. Good morning, Angela.
Hey, good morning.
So if you don't know Angela yet, she is the amazing Brent Lane's wife. You're the beautiful one, okay? And Brent Lane, of course, he hosts the Daily Morning Show over on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7 across the hall. Every morning at 5 a.m. we get to hear his sunshiny voice and brings us all the fun here. I sometimes call him the voice of Pensacola. So, Angela, you get to keep Brent in check.
Yeah, no small task, that's for sure. But we do the teamwork pretty well.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And Angela, I'm really excited because today we're talking about a very important event, and you are joined by Melanie Rowe. Melanie, you are with the American Cancer Society. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you, and good morning.
I'm so excited because this is such an important topic, not just every October, but all year round, because prevention can save lives, screenings can save lives, and when we're talking about that, we're talking about breast cancer. And so coming up towards the end of the month, we have our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. It's happening Saturday morning, October 23rd. And Angela, you are the chair of this event.
I am, and we could not be more excited to be back in person all together in downtown beautiful Pensacola. We're very excited to turn the streets of Pensacola pink. It'll be in Seville Square. We are encouraging everyone to sign up online to do everything, just to keep the crowds to a minimum at the registration tent. But everyone can join us at 8 a.m. that morning, and at 9 o'clock we'll begin our walk, and it'll be wonderful. And of course, the main mission, the reason why this walk is so important, as you just touched on, it's not only prevention but awareness. And so through this month of October, as everyone has began sharing all about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what is so important is that every time you wear pink, every time you promote Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you're potentially saving a life, because you are triggering someone to go get that mammogram. And it's all about that screening. If there aren't any symptoms with breast cancer typically. Like, you can be walking around with it and not even know. And of course, the statistics aren't kind. One in eight women. And this year alone, nearly 300,000 will be diagnosed in the year of 2021 with breast cancer. So it's so important that we get out there and that we're pink, and we encourage everyone to see their doctors, to have their annual visits, and make sure they're okay. Make sure. And I'm I'm a testament to that. I had my just regular checkup, just went because it's what I did every year 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago, and it was September 28th. So just hit my five-year anniversary. But if I hadn't had that appointment and the mammogram hadn't found those tumors and then the additional mammogram and the ultrasound and then the biopsy, I mean, all of those things happened, all of those tests, because I went and had my appointment. So that's why I'm here. I was passionate about making strides before it had personally affected me or my family. But
wow. And then you had the experience and walked through that. How long did you battle?
I really just finished everything up last year. It took a while. It's been a lot of healing. But we live in the most loving, giving, philanthropic community. And I'm telling you, everybody here helped me get through it.
Wow. That is such an encouragement and just a reminder that we need one another just on a daily basis. And then you never know when you're going to go through something a lot bigger and scarier, and you're going to need community. You're going to need that. No man is an island. We hear that, and it's true. We need people together. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And I'm so thankful that you're healthy and that you're here with us and able to shed light on this problem that sometimes it's like, oh yeah, pink, we're going to skim over it. But no, women especially, we're like, we have to take note. We have to write this down. And we're also seeing that men can get breast cancer as well. They are not left out of the equation. And so it's something important. Like you said, I love awareness opportunities, whether you're wearing a shirt, you have a bumper sticker, or like putting a sticker on a cup and somebody's like, what is that mm-hmm. for? Or it gives an opportunity. Like this year, we mentioned that we're going to be able to walk together in person. We're back, and that's so exciting. I bet that's even more exciting for you, Angela.
I will probably cry a lot that day.
That's okay. We'll find some
happy tears,
tissues.
Of course. Yeah, yes. Happy tears.
Exactly, right, Melanie? But you know what? Then those questions are asked, but then it's somebody else who's gone through it, and they see somebody else, and they're able to come together and know they're not alone, because I can imagine how lonely it must feel when you're fighting in your body, and you know, you're like, who else could feel this way? Mm-hmm. So what an incredible time to come together and kind of wrap up the Breast Cancer Awareness Month by doing this. And of course, so we're talking, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Angela Lean and Melanie Rowe have joined me to talk about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. It's happening Saturday morning, October 23rd, downtown at Seville Square. That's downtown Pensacola. So the opening ceremonies are beginning at 8 a.m. and then the walk starts at 9. It's going to be beautiful weather, I'm just going to say it. And of course, we're walking in person this year. And if people want to sign up, they can actually sign up for Team Catitude, right?
Oh, I would love that. Yes, please join me. There's tremendous opportunities to get involved at so many different levels. If you go to makingstrideswalk.org/Pensacola, you can find all the event details. And from there, you can, of course, search out Team Catitude and walk with us. We would love that. You are also encouraged, you know, perhaps you don't feel comfortable coming downtown and participating. You can still make a donation to the walk or to any team through that site. You could also sign up and lead your own team. Maybe you're listening right now in your office, and this is something you want to grab all your coworkers and have your own team. So all of that can be done through that website.
That is actually a great idea. It's one of the first big awareness walks that's coming back this year. So what better way to get your company involved or your organization or your church or whatever it is, or support, just do it in the name of somebody that you love and know and is battling or has battled and overcome. Do it in honor of them. So Melanie, I'm going to switch gears to you. So you are with the American Cancer Society. What is your role with them?
Yes, absolutely. I am actually the staff support. One thing about the American Cancer Society is this is a volunteer-led organization. So Angela Lane is our event chair, and she works with the amazing committee that we have, the volunteer-led committee, and I support them in whatever their needs are in the community. We work in the community hand-in-hand together. We have amazing community support here in Pensacola. And then we also have other people who join us day of events. So we may be, if, like Angela said, if there's ways that you want to get involved, we have day of event support as well. So I am here to help support Angela, the volunteer leg, and the community.
Excellent. And just what really made you want to be a part of something like this?
So, like Angela, I have a personal testimony. It's been over 11 years, but we lost my husband's sister. She was only 32. We lost her to colon cancer. And then I'm proud to share, because of early detection and the guidelines American Cancer Society puts in place, that my dad is a five-time melanoma survivor. And he is thriving and enjoying his time with myself and his grandkids.
Wow. Man, well, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I'm so proud of you and for your family, of your family, for continuing to honor her and her memory by raising awareness for cancer. And what better way than to continue and speak out for other women and be there for them. So thank you so much for that, Melanie. I do have a question. Of course, you can hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. And of course, I want to also let you know, if you do have questions, please text them in. But if you want more information about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you can also go to newsradio923.com for more details or to sign up and then donate. And that brings me to our question. Our listener has, when it comes to donations, are you seeing donations trickle back down into this particular community in the greater Pensacola area?
So we absolutely are. Our mission serves the Pensacola community. If you haven't heard, we have a Road to Recovery program, which has been on pause because of COVID, but we are going to actually be reopening that shortly. And that is where we actually drive, we have volunteers who drive patients to and from treatments. As you know, access to care is huge, and we want to make sure that everyone has access to care. So we do. We support that. We also have a Reach to Recovery program, which is something that you kind of talked about, that fellowship piece, that breast cancer survivors in our local community can actually be paired with another breast cancer survivor that has a like experience, and they can, you know, text, talk on the phone, meet for coffee, anything like that that they're comfortable doing, and help guide through it. So we also have that program. The other program we have that is it is considered our local, but we actually have a Hope Lodge in Jacksonville, and it has reopened. We are excited. We actually just brought back one of our first patients just a couple weeks ago, and we actually do see a lot of our Pensacola community needing that support. Our Hope Lodge is where a patient and a caregiver can go and stay free of charge while they get their treatment in the Jacksonville market, because that market does offer certain treatments that our market may not.
Wow.
And of course, there's the 24-hour phone number.
Absolutely.
So anyone at any time can reach the American Cancer Society with questions, or, you know, perhaps it's just that calming voice because they can't sleep and their mind is racing and they need some peace. But I think that that's huge. Mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the American Cancer Society is there for you, no matter where you live or where you work.
Do they have online or phone counselors and people who can just talk them through just a scary moment?
There is. We actually have the, you can call through the phone 24 hours to 7 days a week. The other option is, and we have had quite a few patients and caregivers that aren't ready to talk about on the phone, but there's a live chat option on cancer.org. You can actually go to cancer.org, and right when it pops up, it's a live chat option, and you can do that as well 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they're there to support you, answer your questions, get you information, make sure that you have everything that you need while you're on your journey and after.
And then here locally, the American Cancer Society works very closely with Baptist, with Ascension, with West Florida, mm-hmm. with Woodlands,
yes, ma'am.
The Women's Group, all of these wonderful companies.
And I will tell you, a lot of them have what we call gift closets. They are opening those up and are able to go in and Get the wig, like a wig if your treatment is taking your hair. There's opportunities there. There's opportunities for like pillows, blankets, things like that, all within this local community that we help support as well.
Wow. And I want to ask on top of that, because I know when an individual is diagnosed with breast cancer, it also impacts their family. Is there a family support network when it comes to anybody's battle within the American Cancer Society?
So absolutely. Our cancer.org live chat and our 1-800 number is open to the caregiver as well, because the caregiver is going to go on the journey. They're going to have questions. We are always there to support. At our event, it is a family-friendly event. On October 23rd, we encourage everyone to bring out their family, because it is a family journey. We want to celebrate you. We want to remember, and we also want to fight back together. So it is a family-friendly event, and so we invite everyone to come out and be a part of it then as well.
Absolutely, yes. Wear your pink, because the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is happening this month, Saturday morning, October 23rd at Seville Square downtown in Pensacola. We're going to take over the streets, turn them pink, wear your pink wigs, wear your pink tutus, all of the pink. And hey, I have to tell you, I couldn't find my pink shirt this morning. I must have worn it to work out the other day, and it's probably time to do laundry. So I wore my Overcomer shirt instead for you, because Angela, you're an Overcomer, and we want to see more people overcome and encourage everyone to come out, support our community, because like you mentioned before, Angela, the statistics are high, the numbers are high, and that is still happening. I know COVID has a lot of the spotlight, but cancer is still there. There are still people who are battling. There are still people who are going through things that don't have the spotlight on them. And we don't need to spotlight the bad parts, but the parts where, hey, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to make strides against it, and we are going to raise funds and do something to help them.
Right. And those funds are so vital. So vital, because they are, it's those monies that are being put to work. It's the research. We may not have a cure yet, but in the meantime, behind the scenes, there are new drugs, new treatments that are coming out all of the time that help those who are in their battle.
Yeah, absolutely. And research is key. And if you didn't know, the American Cancer Society actually funded the research for tamoxifen, which
I take that every day.
it was what many survivors are thriving on. And so we are very proud of that we funded the research that brought that drug to the market. And those are coming out daily and yearly, and the research is still going on, and we still need to fund the research. The other thing is, like you talked about with COVID, the American Cancer Society, we do anticipating and seeing an increase, a spike in cancer-related diagnosis due to COVID, because so many people put off their screenings.
Skip them. Mm-hmm.
They skip their screenings. So return to screening is huge. A lot of our providers and, you know, our Pink Premier sponsor, Baptist Healthcare, a lot of them are have safe environments that you can go to now and get your screenings in a safe manner. So please reach out to your doctor, get your screenings. If you feel like there's something going on, advocate for yourself and reach out to your providers.
That is huge. I forgot about that. I was actually watching something on WEAR about how so many doctors were saying, please, we saw a drop in screenings last year because of COVID and the pandemic, and we understand that, but now is the time, because we are making those efforts to keep it clean so you have a healthy place and a safe place to come and get your screening and your visit done. So I am glad that you mentioned that, because we want to see things start to make a positive turn. And this is it. This month is it to take back our ownership and be like, okay, we're going to go get our screenings. We're going to encourage other women, other men, other people to get those healthy screenings and not ignore symptoms. Without you going into too much detail, and of course, and whatever you can share, and I'll allow either one of you to take over. What are a couple of symptoms that people should look for? I also know, as a woman, you go see your doctor, right? They tell you to do your exam, and they explain that. Are there links on your website where women can go and look for symptoms and the self exam steps as well?
Absolutely. Cancer.org. I'm going to send you that site a million times. Cancer.org has information on all types of cancers. If you put in breast cancer, it will bring you lots of information on breast cancer, certain types of breast cancer as well. As far as what to look for, women between the ages of 40 and 44, if you have a typical health and you don't have any history of it, need to talk to their provider about starting to get screened. From 44 to 55 is when you should start getting those. After 44 is when you should really start getting those annual mammograms. But if any time before you feel a lump, mm-hmm. you have some redness, you're not feeling right, that's what your providers are for. Please contact them, go to them, and let them do their check and get you where that you need to go.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's talk. Thank you for that information. That is so crucial and so important. Please, I just want to remind you, I podcast our episodes. So, of course, you can go online to newsradio923.com, search for podcasts, drop down, look for my face, and then you will find the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer podcast. Go back and listen, and also has all the links for you to just click and go. So let's talk about the event a little bit more. We have about 5 minutes left. So I want to talk about the fun to be had, because it's okay. It's going to be a celebration as well. I can imagine the emotions and the heaviness, but I can also imagine, especially with you, Angela, the celebrations to be had on October 23rd when we walk downtown.
And it is. It's a celebration of life for those survivors, for their families, for their caregivers. And I'll let Melanie touch on our COVID protocol in just a moment. But yes, at 8 o'clock, we invite you to come. And, of course, on stage, we'll have Sue Strawn from WEAR. And then that guy from Cat Country, what's his name?
I don't know.
Brent Lane. Yeah. I see him from time to time walking around my living room. they will emcee the event. And it is such a celebration. It is a chance to love on and maybe socially distancing, hugging, and coming together for that. We have Tate cheerleaders. We are going to have the Washington Drumline. We have ROTC from Pine Forest High School. We have so many groups in the community coming together, really just to make it a fun atmosphere. However, we are also working so hard to make sure that everybody is safe and following COVID protocol by making some changes this year.
So absolutely. And the committee has really worked diligently on ensuring a safe event for our volunteers, our participants, and our amazing sponsors, because we couldn't do this without our sponsors. Our sponsors are still going to be on site. They're still going to have an opportunity to engage with you, but you will see that anyone that is engaging with participants will be wearing a mask. We are highly encouraging all participants that come out to wear a mask. And then the other biggest piece of change I think you're going to see is more around our registration tent, which is going to become more of an information tent. We are asking the community to please, please, please pre-register online before coming. We are really trying to, quote unquote, lessen the lines at any area.
And collect your funds, mm-hmm. your donations. All of that can be done very contact-free mm-hmm. By doing that online through the website or through the fundraising app, which is so easy to use.
Yep, and you can do the fundraising mm-hmm. app. It takes a credit card. It takes a check. Anything
PayPal.
Like the PayPal, it does it all. And so we encourage all of that to be done prior to the events. But we will still be there for you at a registration tent. We will still have limited paper to fill out. We'll have QR codes, and we'll have an area that you can safely make a donation as well. And then the other piece that we'll be looking for is, there's no food tent this year. There has been questions about that. We are not going to have our food tent. We will have restrooms available. I know a lot of people have asked about that. We will have restrooms available. We will have hand washing stations, and we are adding in extra hand sanitizing stations throughout the event space. So this committee really is thinking of all the things to keep everyone safe.
Wow. You guys are on top of it. I love that. Hey, sign up beforehand. Do your donations beforehand to minimize those lines. Show up. You can wear a shield. Maybe you can deck it out in some really cool pink stars
Bling
or something.
Bling that shield out. I love it.
Yes, you can do that if that's your fancy, please. Of course, we want individuals to be safe, too, because if there are individuals there, too, that are immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. We want to protect everyone. So thank you for reminding us of that. We get excited. Then it's like, wait, also, hey, calm down. Don't touch my face. So I'm so excited. We do have about a minute left. So I want to give y'all just one more opportunity to share about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk.
I think I would definitely want to thank the volunteer committee for the experiences that they've been putting in place for everyone this year. Thank our national presenting sponsor, Avon. They have been with us now for a few years. We have our national survivor ambassador, the ZTAs, and we cannot not thank our Pink Premier sponsor, Baptist Healthcare, who's been with us for many years now. And we have other amazing sponsors
Gulf
as well.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Woodlands, Florida Blue, West Florida Hospital. Of course, our media sponsors, WEAR, Cat Country 98.7, ESPN 99.1, News Radio 92.3, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5, the Florabama. Mm-hmm. So many just... It takes so many to put this on, and we just can't thank our sponsors and our volunteers and the amazing committee enough for their role and their time and their resources in putting this together to save lives.
Yes, and thank you so, so much for joining me today and taking over the airways to tell everybody. So, Angela, thank you again. I will see you Saturday, October 23rd. Melanie, you too. I appreciate Absolutely. Your time. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, Saturday morning, October 23rd at Seville Square. Go online, newsradio923.com for more information. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Y'all drive safe out there.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.